Ship of Dreams. It has many different names: the Ship of Dreams, the Unsinkable Ship, and the worst maritime disaster in all of history. Designed and manufactured by the White Star Line Company, this huge British luxury liner weighed approximately 46,000 gross tons. The Titanic set off on its maiden voyage carrying more than 2,220 passengers from the docks of Southampton in early April 1912. The Titanic's voyage was called the Voyage of Discovery, but it turned out to be the last voyage that it and many of its passengers would take. Built originally with enough lifeboat capacity for everyone on the ship, the boat deck seemed too crowded, so half of the lifeboats were taken off the ship. While the great ship was speeding toward New York City, it struck an iceberg about 153 kilometers south of the Grand Banks of Newfoundland, only minutes before midnight on April the 14th, 1912. The Titanic was swallowed by the sea in less than 3 hours, and even though there was enough room for half of the passengers in the lifeboats, the people panicked and loaded the boats themselves. They filled the boats much less than full, because they were worried about being too crowded. In the end, 1,513 out of the 2,220 passengers perished in the freezing ocean water. Investigations into the happenings of that night are frustrating, to say the least. Another ship, the Californian, was close enough to the Titanic to rescue the passengers, but it did not respond to the Titanic's distress calls, because its radio operator was off duty and asleep. The Titanic is now at the bottom of the sea, but the dreadful occurrences of April the 14th, 1912, live on in the minds and hearts of the survivors and the loved ones of those passengers who were not as fortunate. These are the tragedies, and this is the disaster simply known as Titanic.